My cousin Kate has never been to San Francisco before, but in early April of 2011, she was introduced to the city in a very peculiar way. Along with her husband, Simon, they unknowingly took part in a game of nonchalance. They have no idea what's going on.
We're about to go over to San Francisco. Tell me, what do you guys think, Kate?
We're confused.
What's happening to us?
I actually can't tell you guys that.
I am taking them to the Jejun Institute, located in the forest of the financial district. I only tell them they have an appointment to be inducted. This visit to downtown San Francisco is the first stage in a strange alternative reality game that blends exploration, puzzle solving, and multimedia clues to immerse players in a shadowy world of socio-re-engineering and heightened awareness. Simon was already aware enough to Google Jejun on his phone.
Recently, Jejun researchers across the globe, do you think that means that they are Jejun or
have
they're
associated? Now this sounds a little bit like a cold.
It's capitalized, so I think it means they're associated with the Institute rather than just being Jejun themselves. I've been observing simultaneous increases in levels of human spontaneity. And what precisely does this mean to the average dilettante? It means that your future is occurring precisely on schedule. It also means that our work over the past 40 years has been effective, and your arrival at this site may have a profound purpose. In fact, it may just represent a dynamic shift in the entire universe.
We cross the Bay Bridge and start to tumble down the rabbit hole.
I feel like we're in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Doesn't it feel a little bit like that?
We'll have to reread those.
We arrive at 580 California Street and make our way to the 16th floor. There is an unsettling air in the waiting area, as if the darkened cubicles are keeping strange secrets behind sleeping computer screens. We cautiously approach the reception desk.
There's a couple people in the room right now. They should be about 10 minutes, if you don't mind waiting.
We're going to be killed.
Why would you think that?
Because it's really creepy in here.
Talk about the
creepiness.
Office? Looks like an office.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, this looks pretty office-y. Please be conservative and reuse your disposable cups.
Finally, we are called to our appointment. Simon is handed a key attached to a large keychain covered in writing.
All your instructions are there.
What does the key say? You know what
it says? Turn right. The corner of the building, turn right again. Enter the third door down on the left-hand side of the hallway. By utilizing this key and entering the induction center, you acknowledge full consent of all activities within.
Halfway.
Off to a good start.
Got it.
We enter a small room with a leather chair facing a TV.
Welcome to the Jejun Institute, San Francisco Induction Center. Please begin by taking a very deep breath.
The walls are adorned with framed pictures of tessellations, sketches of organic shapes, and photographs of the universe. The TV turns itself on, and Kate and Simon are introduced to 40 years of the Jejun Institute, followed by a statement by its founder, Octavio Coleman, Esquire.
Here is the answer to your question. Yes, you have been selected. You, in particular, have been chosen because of your unique abilities and other irregularities. You know what I mean. Once you have completed this brief induction process, you will begin to notice an enhancement of your natural abilities. So we will begin the induction process. Notice on the side table to your right, please open the top drawer. Now take out the number two.
The drawer contains an initiation form, 4 inches by 12 inches, covered in a crisscross of confusing texts, numbers, and symbols.
You will now have exactly 3 minutes to complete the circuit. Ready? Begin.
After filling out a short survey, Kate and Simon mark the apply stamp here space on their form with a stamp chained to the inside of the drawer. It reads, Z.1 equals it ain't right. Z.2 equals southbound. Z.3 equals 2. And so on.
That's it.
Confusion sets in.
I would like to thank you for visiting us here today. As I mentioned before, this program can lead to a sense of infinite discovery. You may suddenly begin to notice small things around you you had never before noticed. And those minute details will lead to other more significant observations, and so on, ad infinitum, until your entire universe is transformed forever.
Thank you for visiting the Zhejiang Institute. You have successfully completed the induction process. Please exit the room the way that you entered. Remember to return the key at the reception desk. Thank you for visiting the Zhejiang Institute.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
Not entirely certain, but
good luck out there.
Take care.
The Zhejiang Institute and the world it inhabits is a creation of Nonchalance, a hybrid art studio based in San Francisco with an expertise in situational design. From 2008 till April 2011, Nonchalance imagined, planned, and manifested four different tours of the city, taking players through Chinatown, The Mission, North Beach, and more, deep into a reality not quite our own. These travels reveal parts of an urban landscape overlooked or underappreciated and raptured participants with an artfully told mystery in which they find themselves entangled. Kate and Simon quickly use the initiation form to solve clues and follow the path laid out before them.
The world is so different.
Okay, that says find the Timecraft 13 loading anchor. Okay. Exit door and go Z.1 equals blank, which is to say Z.2 equals blank on Kearney.
Straight
through Z.3 equals blank. Ah!
Go left. All right, I'm on it.
Okay.
Go uphill.
Okay, that's definitely
and follow
this way.
The yellow. Yellow, 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 yellow. Maybe we should count yellow curves.
Really?
But that's gonna cause us to walk a long way.
We may have to. After this, can we eat?
Do you know what 0/2 175C is?
No. How could I know that? Wait. Hold on.
Third floor.
Oh. All right.
Good work.
Uh-huh. I'm an amazing detective. All right, so enter St. Mary's Garage. So totally on track here. About to discover the meaning of life. I forget what we're doing. We're turning right and then doing something.
Well, it says off the wall. First, we must recognize the truth inside the box.
Wait, there's a symbol there.
Ah, yes. It says rotate and reveal. Oh, take elevator 26, then proceed heeding your enlightenment.
Okay, but you should see for yourself. Look behind the metal man. They put him on a pedestal, but what's really holding him up? I bet the people who are just hanging out in this park have seen like a lot of confused truth seekers wandering through here with these little pamphlets. Don't die back there, Simon.
Unmasonic Lodge, 614 spot 4. Oh. Unmasonry, ancient building craft used to sabotage the strength of a rival's building.
Wow.
All right, so my guess would be that we're looking for work with this symbol.
Yeah, but it could be anywhere. There must be another clue.
There's a brick. It says elsewhere, 1662. So further down Grant 800, across the Potter's Way, there is a store with beautiful things. Inside, seek out an envelope with the unmasoned brick on it.
Store with beautiful things.
Ah. Shoot a box.
800.
This is the Mission Investigation Center. Okay, so currently under investigation.
So it says, take it to the bridge and look for what you do not see.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
That looks like a bridge.
Where?
Like over there? I mean, this might be a park.
Oh, yeah. Simon, they're up there.
Yeah, look.
Yeah. Woo. I see them. Alright, we should go over here.
What's this? Oh, hey, there's the Point Tower. That's the other side.
After scratching their way through cryptic clues, wrong turns, and new sights, Kate and Simon close out their adventure with a stunning view of Coit Tower, the first time for Kate. For her, this game has introduced her to San Francisco in a unique and memorable way. Others have noted an amplified appreciation of their surroundings with the knowledge that they are a part of something special. Art and exploration have come together in this immersive fantasy to open people's eyes to the wonders all around them. The Jejun Institute has since shut down, leaving thousands of participants touched in the quest for true nonchalance. But what remains is a sense that our world is much more than we see. Thanks to organizations like Nonchalance, we can recognize this fact and create new ways to experience in our own lives. For Full Circle, this is Sam, the Shaolin B-Boy.